Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He's known as the cool bird. His mother calls him her handbag because he was always by her side as a child. Sebastien Haller is one of Europe's finest strikers. We had a chance to chat with Sebastien during a shoot for the fashion brand Baller. My name is Sam van Raalte, and welcome to the 433 Podcast.
Haller! That is some strike from Sebastien Haller.
Haller, Haller, Haller! Het is toch niet te geloven? Daar Haller, Haller prikken en raak! Wat een manier voor Sebastien Haller in zijn Champions League debuut. Een hat-trick.
En de header bij Haller! Joyous! Utterly joyous!
Football actually wasn't Sebastien Haller's first sport when he was a child, growing up in a suburb of Paris. That was the martial art of judo.
When I was young, I was six, I think. I started with judo. So this was my first sport. And I have to say this is a really nice one. And it brought me a lot of things from today. Maybe how to fall. Discipline, a lot of nice values. But I had to beg my mom to put me at football because I think I was a bit better in football than judo. But I really don't regret.
Why did you want that? Yeah.
When I just think about it, in the past she said that I was too young to make football, but I was five. But I saw my friend doing football, so, when you're young, you don't even thinking too much, you don't think over the lines, but she just didn't want to. She just didn't want to, so she put me at judo because she wanted me to get more discipline because I was an active child. So I was there, she put me there, and after a few years, after 3 years of judo, I just say, I can't keep going, it's not my sport. This is football. So I just went to the football club of my town. I just took the papers and I put it in front of my mom.
Sebastien was the youngest child in his family. He's still very close to his mother, which is how he got the nickname Sac à Main, which means handbag in French.
Yeah, my mom gave me the nickname of handbag because I just following her everywhere she went, when I was really young. I'm the last one. I'm the really last one. So the youngest, the shortest gap with brothers and sisters is 12 years old. So of course I was the youngest and they just brought me everywhere they went, especially my mom, had to go to a family shop, hairdresser, so many places that I didn't want to go, but I was the last one. She just nicknamed me like that because I was everywhere with her. Today change a bit because I can't see her that often. But yeah, Handbag is my nickname.
How would you describe the character of your mother?
My mom is, I would say like a lot of mom, you know, she's scared about, you know, what their children can face in the real world because she has experience. She just saw a lot of things happen in the city, in the country, in everywhere, you know. So, of course, they want, she wants her child or her children to be close from her and to be safe. So, she talk a lot loud. For her, you know, the family aspect is really important, like to be together. To be together, to just be in the family, spend some good moments, to be close from a grandchildren as well. It's something really important.
Sebastien Allaire left his childhood home and family when he was 13 years old, as he was invited to join Auxerre's academy. This is where his adventure in professional football started. For the first time, Sebastien had to deal with a lot of expectations.
I left my house, I was 13 years old. Expectations are just to become professional. Then when you become professional, it's to stay professional, then have the best career possible, and to enjoy it. Enjoy every moment, because the career goes really quick. It goes really quick, you know. I just remember when I was just 17, in the professional group, and the old guys, they were saying that enjoy, because time flies and you will you go quick to the end. So now I know how it feels, you know. You know you just play, and every season you are in a rush, you know, in the routine that never stops.
When you were playing at Auxerre, you were very young, of course, trying to come up. What kind of expectations did you have to deal with then?
When I start professional, you know, everyone expect from me to be the leader in the front. But I was only 18. The club went in second division, and of course you need to adapt to this new league. Now it's professional, so you know a lot of things changes. But then. I think also the direction of the club, you know, we are not that stable, so it brings just instability everywhere. So from the coach to the team, to the direction, to the club, the fans. So it was kind of a transition moment where, I had few opportunities, but I couldn't take it full. So this is the life, I think. You need to just realize and recognize the moment when you need to have a new challenge.
Sebastien Allaire left Auxerre in 2015 to join the Dutch side FC Utrecht. We presented him with an FC Utrecht shirt to refresh his memories.
Yeah, the first time I left France, I decided to play for Utrecht in Holland. So this was my first, first real club, because I was formed in Auxerre in France. So I decided to leave for Utrecht. So this was actually a shirt from my second or third season. I don't remember.
How would you describe your time at the club?
Was just beautiful. I think it was probably the start of my career, because I had to leave this this comfort from my former club, and I just had to challenge myself. I was lucky at that time. I went with my girlfriend, but now wife, and we went just together. In Holland, we knew nothing about the country. We just took the car, big truck. In one day, we just emptied all the apartment, and we drove like 7 hours to Utrecht. you know, completely new house, new country, new adventure. And yeah, it was the start of something, because when you're only two abroad, and yeah, you need to survive, you need to succeed. So you find the power, the strength, you know, to just play and play well and find your way.
How did you find your way? Why did it work at FC Utrecht?
Let's say the club was really, and I think it's still a family club, you know, not a huge club. It's more like a lot of people know each other, you know, they're really attached to the club. So I think when they take a player, they really want him to succeed. So they knew I was from France, and they really wanted to help me, because probably they saw potential. So it was my job to really work and get into this this attitude of, you know, really work for the club, give everything. So with the attitude and the attitude from the club, you know, they really helped me to let's say raise my level, to improve my football, also to learn English. They try with Dutch, but really difficult. So I tried to, I really spoke English, and yeah, I just improved as a player, as a man, as everything. So yeah, it was really an important step of my career.
I heard that there are still FC Utrecht fans who come to visit your game sometimes, is that right?
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, they came when I was in Frankfurt. When I was in West Ham, was not possible. It was also a short time. So yeah. But when I played like a few months ago, they also organized something against I think Union Berlin, and they came with 88 people. It was just you know, it was just unbelievable. So I still, of course, for my old clubs and Utrecht, maybe it was the starting point. Really. Close relation, and yeah, it's always nice to have this, because I think football is also this. It's about stories, about relations, about memories, and yeah, this is the way I see everything.
Sebastian Haller left SC Utrecht after 2.5 years to sign for Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. That's where manager Niko Kovac gave him his second nickname, Coolbird.
Yeah, Niko Kovac gave me this nickname when I was in Frankfurt, and yeah, I used to play in this team. I think I was one of the calmest guy.
So how do you think you are capable of always staying calm and relaxed? How do you think you got this attitude?
Maybe just about, you know, the way I grew up. And yeah, I was most of the time, you know, in the back, you know, watching everyone acting. And so I'm someone who likes to, you know, just observe, you know, what's happening around, and not like directly act or make crazy things in the first place. So yeah, this is the way I used to be, and I'm still like this.
Can you give us an example of one time you lost your cool?
Wow, it's easy. At home, I can lose my control so many times with kids and wife. Don't worry, you know, this is just on the pitch. But then at home, you know, I don't know when was the last time, but it can be, maybe yesterday, just with my wife, you know. She's the one with the kids that, you know, make me the more angry, I think. But I love them, that's the problem. That's the big problem.
The Coolbird had two successful seasons at Eintracht Frankfurt, earning him a move to West Ham United in the Premier League. However, his time in England didn't go as planned.
Actually, there's a lot of moments when you don't meet up the expectations. As soon as you don't score for 3-4 games, then, you know, you are challenged by, you know, the concurrence, because this is football and everyone wants your place. Especially when you play and you're on the starting 11, so there is a lot. But of course, it's not a surprise. But West Ham was the most frustrating experience, because I felt that I couldn't reach the full experience of it. Of course, because it was COVID and a lot of things, you know, happens, you know. Then family-wise was few things, not the best. Just in the on the pitch, you know, was few things I was not feeling at my, I'm at my place. So, you know, this is the most frustrating, of course, experience that I had, you know, and where I didn't meet the expectations, you know.
And how do you deal with that?
You try to go back to the basics. So back to the basics is like, you know, go back to the things that brought you here, you know, why people, they trust in you at the first place. So try to make only simple things to get the confidence back. Rely on your family, your friends, that people that makes you comfortable. Try to build up, you know, this new routine, you know, this new cycle to have confidence again, you know. And the most difficult thing I think nowadays it's social medias, because you get judged right away, you know, at the second, and it's difficult for people to know what is fair and what is unfair, you know. And I think you need to try to be detached from this, because you just need to compare players like Ronaldo or Messi during all those years. Do you think that they got no criticism? They had a lot. Even if they were the best in the world. So you at your position, of course, you will get some. So most important is to try to get only the, you know, the constructive ones, you know, the one that makes you go forward, you know. And then you take those criticisms by the best way, and you challenge yourself, you know. You need to go back to work, but only work and positive, you know, and things will turn quick, because we are quite lucky to do what we do.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Something special happened, though, during Sebastian's time in England. He became an international player for Ivory Coast. Sebastian is half French through his father and half Ivorian through his mother. He made his debut in November 2020 against Madagascar, scoring the winning goal for Ivory Coast.
This means a lot for me because, you know, sometimes the prime in football, you know, they ask you to choose always. But for me, you know, it's sports and life is sometimes different, because both cultures brought me a lot of things, you know, a lot of things. I feel really lucky and blessed to have the both cultures, to grow up in those environments, and yeah, really proud of my origins. So this is something I try to show or to give to other people, you know, to not only about to be Ivorian, but, you know, we need to be proud of our origins, because this is also something we can't control, you know. We have no hands on this, you know. It's what gives our parents, you know, the legacy from our parents. So we need to be proud of it, and yeah, it's a beautiful country. So it's always nice to represent the Ivory Coast. I made a choice to play for them in 2020. And yeah, I just don't regret. You know, I spent beautiful times. I learned a lot about, you know, just myself. But, you know, it's a big, big opportunity because, you know, as a man, as a father, or just as a son or brother, you know, you always learn a lot of things, you know. And yeah, it's just part of me.
What aspects of Ivorian culture were present in your upbringing?
Let's say if I have to compare, because I had both a way to see the world, you know. Let's say it was more like the music, the food, sometimes the manners, sometimes, you know, it was a lot of things, you know. But it was really when I say I grew up in both cultures. Like, you go to family, black family, then the other weekend, white family, you know, and all the things are really different, you know. It's there is good things, you know, you that really suits you, this part, and the other part is more you as well. So you just try to pick things that you prefer in both families, because it's not only the cultures, and you just add to yourself to make yourself, you know. And that's really interesting to see how both families also see the world, or see, you know, the visions of everything. So that brought me, I think, a lot of, you know, perspective, let's say, on the life.
You got to represent Ivory Coast. What does it mean to you and your family that you play for Ivory Coast?
Of course, it means a lot, because we won't lie. Africa is... Africa, not only Ivory Coast, but Africa is, let's say, you know, stolen, not stolen, but, you know, there is a lot of good players or talent that are not maybe playing for the African side and both ways. And, you know, they feel, we can feel sometimes a bit, you know, a bit disappointed, or really... No, you just think that you can have better, and with more luck, maybe you could get something way better. But no, the most important is that, you know, I made this choice, and you know, I don't regret, because, you know, there is so many things that we can do in the country, so many things that we can improve. And there is a lot of emotions there, you know, with the stadium, with the fans, with everything. It's something unbelievable.
Sebastian moved from West Ham to Ajax in 2021. And after 18 successful months in Amsterdam, Borussia Dortmund acquired him. The cool bird made his comeback in the Bundesliga. He developed a special bond with the fans of the club, even after Borussia Dortmund lost the title in the final game of last season.
I think it, in 1 year it happens a lot of things, a lot of good, a lot of bad things. So, so yeah, I think it's just the life itself in 1 year. But yeah, I think it start quite well. For me, the fans are making this club that special, you know. Since I'm here, you know, I can feel the support. I can feel. Know that even if it's a stadium of 80,000 people, you know, you can see that people are really close to the club, you know. You can make, I don't know, difficult to explain, but they feel really concerned about everything in the club, not only about the results, but the way it goes, the way people acting, the way they just represent the club. And for me, this matter, of course, because at the end of the season, you know, we could see something that I don't think we ever seen this often before. So it means a lot, you know. It's just I was not even surprised, and yeah, that's why it's that great to play here, because you really feel support, and yeah, it's this is a great combination between the club itself and the relation with the fans, you know. This is supposed to be like that in every club.
Whatever happens on the pitch, the constant factor in Sebastian's life has always been his family, his wife and kids. Here's Sebastian on the importance of his family.
Family brings, you know, gives you the opportunity to stay on earth, you know, to have more, I say again, but perspective on everything, you know. It bring you the fact that the highs are less, yeah, maybe more high, but the lows less low, you know. It's because you know that when you probably play bad or you had bad days or, you know, just something going wrong, you know, you always have your circle close to you and helps you to be better, you know. So this is also what brings family, you know. It boosts you in every moment. Yeah, always with you. So let's say it's a protection. It's a protection, but this is only a part of it, you know. After that, there's parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, close friends, but I live with them and another. And yeah, I think it's, for me, it's really important.
How would you describe the strongest characteristics of your wife?
She's the opposite as me. It means that I'm more calm and, you know, I try to analyze every situation, but she's more like, she goes into it, you know. She does, and after she's thinking. So I'm there, you know, to help her, and that's why we are a good match, you know. We are a good match, but you know, she's my balance. She's my balance, because to have a family, to have kids, you know, you need to be there for them. You need to take care of them, and as a football player, it's more than difficult to be there for them every day. So I have the chance that she's doing everything, you know, so it gives you also a lot of serenity, you know. You are more calm, you know that a lot of things are done at home and well done. So yeah, I know that I can count on her.
How would you describe yourself as a family man?
Let's say I try to be close, of course, of my kids, of my family, because I want them to remember me as a father that is always there for them, you know, that they can count on me. Not like, okay, my father used to play football, but I don't really know what is he doing, you know. It's not something that I want. If I make kids, I want to help them to grow up, to give them a lot of good values. You know, I want that once they are adult, they say, yeah, I still need my father. Not like, I always grew up without my father and I don't really need him. Because, unfortunately, I saw so many examples that, you know, the father is not always there. And we know that when kids, they're growing up without father, it's not easy for them. So I want to just give them the best opportunities to live their life, you know, to be in full fitness and also in their mind to be strong, to just enjoy their life.
Sebastian needed his family more than ever last year when he found out he had testicular cancer. He went through the treatment successfully and returned to the pitch 6 months later. Sebastian Allaire is still only 29 years old, but he's learned a lot in life.
I think with all the experience I had, you know, with my young age, but, you know, I think my experience, my last experiences shaped me to deal with it, you know, because it was also the mindset to just stay positive, go through every challenges, because at every moment I was still feeling blessed and lucky, you know, because even when you go hospital and you can see some families with some young kids, you feel that, yeah, I'm not worse than them. So why should I complain, and why should I just go in my bed and cry or I don't know. No. You have challenge, like everyone has. You go through it. And of course, you try to get the help, the small help from everyone to get through it, you know. So you need to also recognize what and who can be in help in those situations. It's really important to surround yourself by the best people possible. I think in life, when you just speak with a lot of people and just with your experience, you just realize that there is everyone faces challenges. Everyone. So at the end, you know that you need to take your part of it. You know, take off your part of challenges of bad things. We have another word for it in France, but I won't say it. And then just go through it. I think as soon as you can go through those challenges, then you have always good things after that. So that's part of the life. So if you want to reach your expectation, you need to go through the wall, you know. You need to really go for it, because no one will do it for your place. And if you don't believe in yourself, no one will do it at your place as well. So you really need to, you know, take those responsibility and do what you are, you know, what you really believe, you know, believe in your dreams. And but you need to believe in 100%, and you need to go for it 100%.
So, that's the perspective of Sébastien Haller, a great striker, but above all, a great person. I want to thank Sébastien Haller and Baller for making this episode possible. Don't forget to check out all the other amazing content on the 433 app. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 433 Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.